it's no. really lame.
All right, we have to come up with a name for this.
Okay.
What are you doing, a Jedi mind trick?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I was thinking of something, but then it doesn't work.
What were you thinking?
Well, like, the Force be with you, but we like, no, but then we can say, like, the gospel.
The gospel be with you. Oh, that's fantastic. And not
dorky.
At all.
Yeah. Not at all dorky okay. or corny.
Hey. Suggestions.
I've already given a suggestion.
Yeah, I'm cool with coffee on campus.
Yeah, I said it. Y'all are thinking that I'm nixing it.
No, you were the first one who brought up. I don't know if it should be called that.
The Coffee and Campus podcast is a resource provided by Winthrop BCM to help college students think about and follow after Jesus. For more information about our ministry, follow us on social media at Winthrop BCM.
Hey everybody, welcome to the inaugural Coffee on Campus podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And for all who don't know what inaugural means, we should all Google it.
What does it mean, Moses?
Don't know.
Paige, can you help us out here?
It means the first.
It means the first. It is the first.
Right? Well, guys, welcome to our very first podcast.
All right, hey, so not everybody listening may know who it is, so who we are. And so why don't we start introducing ourselves? Why don't you go first?
Yeah, so my name is Paige Oliver, and I have worked with BCM for the past 2 years.
All right, cool.
Sorry. I am Anthony Moses Boyd.
Man, I like how you threw out the legal name there.
I'm Moses. And this is your BCM, just kidding. This is our really cool podcast. And I've been serving on staff at BCM for 2 years also.
Yeah. I'm Jack. I'm not going to tell you my legal name because...
Albert
Franklin.
Yep, that's it. Albert Franklin Blankenship.
The third.
That's right. I'm not ashamed of it. Mom, if you're listening, I like my name. Dad, I like my name. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I just go by Jack. Nobody knows me as Albert, and they seem to have a lot of fun with it. But now after this podcast, everyone who listens...
We'll call you Al.
Yeah, they will.
Or Big Al. Okay. Or Frankie.
That's what they call my dad. My dad is Big Al.
Big Al?
Huh.
Yeah.
It's like a mechanic name.
Yeah.
Jack, so
he is
specific.
Big. He's 6 foot 8. Like a mechanic name.
When I go to Sam's and use your Sam's card, it says Albert, and I'm like, oh, that's not me, but they're like, who are you?
Do you think they think it's you?
I don't know, that lady. She stalks me in the drive-thru or the checkout line.
The drive-thru? What kind of Sam's are you going to?
So we talked about how long we've been here on staff. Jack, how long have you worked here?
I have been here for 9 years. I'm in my 10th year. Pretty stoked about it.
Wow.
So, yeah, very cool. All right. Thanks for getting us forward. We totally got sidetracked on a little Sam's run there.
You did.
Which can happen. The drive-thru at Sam's. Pretty great, Paige. It's good for that. All right. So we kind of talked a little bit. Maybe some people are wondering, why in the world would we be doing a podcast? And Paige, you have been, like we said we were going to do this, and you are the details person on staff. You've been helping us. Really think about this regularly, you know, you're very kind about it. Hey, I'm not trying to be a pest, but so I'm going to ask you first, maybe tell everyone who's listening why it is we want to do a podcast.
Yeah. So I think our goal, and is what the Lord has laid on all of our hearts is just to provide another resource, just for college students to be better equipped, more encouraged, to be challenged in their faith, or either to start their faith, if that's something that they haven't walked in yet. But just hoping that this podcast and praying that this podcast is something that is just relevant, something that they, our listeners can apply to their life and in their heart, and something that can just deeply change and impact how they view not only the gospel and what the Lord has done for us, but how that gospel lives out every day and these various topics that we're going to go through, because the gospel is sufficient and it is enough, but how the gospel relates and interrelates and affects and moves and changes every aspect of our life, I think it deserves a lot of talk. Definitely. A lot of people don't know, you know.
So definitely. Straight mic drop right there.
It was. Why do you even need us?
I was about to say.
Oh my gosh.
We sit at your feet, Paige.
No.
But I think that's a beautiful explanation. I think one of the things I'm praying through is that this would be encouragement and this would deepen the faith of students and even help students kind of even seek Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think once we become Christians, we realize that the gospel should be the center and the focus of everything that we do, and it encourages us and it spurs us on to live differently so that the world may see that Christians should be distinct and God's people look differently. And so I'm hoping and I'm praying that through these topics, trying to find the gospel centeredness of it all will spur students on.
Yeah, that's cool. And we had a hard time figuring out exactly what we were going to call it. But we kind of came back and forth to Coffee on Campus. But really just the whole idea is the three of us sitting around with a cup of coffee talking about how life affects college students and how the Bible relates and kind of how things go.
Because we're always jonesing for our next cup of coffee.
You got that right. So there's probably a lot of coffee on this podcast with a whole lot more Jesus than coffee.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. All right. So every week we'll do a little fun stuff, little witty banter, at least on y'all's part. I'm not very witty.
I'll say the wrong thing. All right, y'all make fun of me.
No, we would never do that, Paige. There may be some special guests pop in from time to time. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple of interns that,
who are awesome. Go Carol and Connor.
Whoa, why did you just go Carol? It's like Connor was an afterthought.
Stand up for the women, Support them.
Wow.
What?
Manpower. Go Connor.
Oh, man. We love both our interns equally. All right. So every week we're going to do a thing. We're going to do it this week, but we'll have the wheel of questions. And somebody's got to spin the wheel of questions and answer the question that's on there. So we're not going to do that this week because we've got to make the wheel of questions. But the question I've got is, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Or
an afternoon gopher.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
A gopher?
Yeah.
Is it because I have buck teeth, Jack?
No, man, that is...
I think gophers are cute.
What's another... All right, so then what's another bird? So you got early bird, night owl.
Afternoon eagle.
An afternoon eagle. Okay, eagle.
Go. Yeah, I think it depends. If I have to work in the morning, I'm not really excited to get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I usually don't really sleep at night, but I'm really excited if I'm watching something on Netflix, and so I'll stay up all night watching it.
So kind of Netflix. Depends. Maybe we should talk about that.
Man, the gospel and Netflix.
Whoa, the gospel and network. Netflix. Episode 1 is about the introduction. Episode 2, gospel and Netflix. That's a good segue right there. Hey, you didn't even do it on purpose.
You planned it.
Right.
That's what I do.
Sure. So then, are you a early bird or a night owl or an afternoon eagle, not a gopher? Not a bird.
I enjoy the mornings, but I think I'll say the afternoon.
Afternoon. So that's why you were so upset when I said afternoon gopher.
Yeah, because I was like, dude, that's at me.
Okay. All right. Totally not at you, bro. All right.
Paige. What about you, Jack? Nope.
Oh, man.
Jack, there you go.
I like the way you did that. Yeah, I think I'm more of an early bird. I get up. I don't necessarily like getting up, but like once the alarm goes off and I get up, I'm good. I can get going and I get like my best like thinking and stuff done in the mornings. It gets late and I just get tired. And Carrie will tell you I get cranky. Yes. That's not good.
Cranky
out. I know.
Cranky out.
That was a low blow.
In the morning you're Jack. At night.
No, actually, so true story, when I talked about my our old sin nature that still hangs around, so I have to get rid of. I always called him Frank.
Oh.
So, no offense to anybody named Frank. But
Frank Koontz.
Oh, man, don't be calling people out. No. Sorry. No, you can't do that.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
We're still learning this whole podcast thing, guys. Yeah. And if you know me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, but I would always call that part of me Frank. So Cranky Frank.
Cranky Frank. Yeah. I like it.
So, all right, you're not getting out of this.
Yeah, no, I think I'm definitely... now an early bird. I love the mornings. I love the stillness and the slowness of it. And I like just sitting in my green chair with my cats, reading. I know.
Yikes.
No shame, man. Drinking out of my crazy
introductory
lady.
Podcast episode, and you've already brought the cats.
I have to. They're my babes.
I was just wondering when she was going to say sweet or tender.
Have I already said sweet yet?
Nah, I was waiting on it.
But I do think mornings are sweet. And at night...
There it is.
And at night, I just get, like, granny status. And I'm, like, tired at, like, 8:39, just ready to sleep. But I stay up till about 10.
I feel like I'm still talking to students at 8:39 o'clock. I had a student ask me about local church at 8... Yeah, 8:30 last night, which is crazy.
Relevance.
Living life on mission.
Yep. All right. Well, all right. So what is then our format going to look like? So we've kind of agreed upon, you know, for this semester, how we're going to do this, what it's going to look like. Moses, kind of what are we thinking as far as format wise for every week?
What do you mean by
the gospel?
Now, Paige, can you help me out a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
This is real life. This is unedited. This is how we roll.
Yeah, so I think so. We talked about using the format, the gospel and blank. And so each week we're just going to be hopefully talking about topics that are just super relevant to college students and honestly just anyone at any life stage. So we're going to be talking things like the gospel and politics, or the gospel and rest, or the gospel and family, and just looking at how the gospel influences those things, affects those things, changes our perspective on those things. And like Moses said earlier, like if we are believers and we have placed our faith in Him, like our life should look different. So how we approach stress or sex or Netflix, like we should stand out compared to the world, and not for, hey, look at me, I'm different, but hey, look at Christ, look how good He is, look how faithful He has been to me. So that's hopefully what we're going to accomplish in the format.
That's exactly what I was thinking about saying.
Retweet.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times we think about the gospel, unfortunately, like that's how we come to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really think that the gospel has applications on like everything, like who we are, what we do, mm-hmm. how we do things. And I mean, it's something that's interesting. I was thinking about the other day, so I'm reading Deuteronomy right now in my like daily time with the Lord, which is not the most common places that people will go to.
Nope.
But I was thinking about the law, and the law, it was interesting. When God gave the law, it had all these little things that are sometimes hard to believe. Like, why couldn't they wear certain types of clothing? And why couldn't they do certain types of, plant certain types of seed? And there's all these little things. And there's multiple layers and reasons why. But one of the things that hit me is that there were almost rules and regulations for all kinds of everyday life, not just the religious part of life. Mm-hmm. And so the law of God touched every part of life. And if they knew and followed the law, they were constantly thinking about, what does God think about this part of life? What does God think about the way I plant my seeds, and the way I wear clothes, and the way I prepare my food, and the way I relate to somebody? And I think so many times we kind of miss that. We categorize the Jesus part of our life with, hey, this is church or whatever, mm-hmm. but man, the gospel applies to Netflix. The
Amen.
Gospel
it
applies
does.
To politics, and not just in the ways that are probably the most obvious ways that we would think of.
Yeah.
So hoping mm-hmm. that we can kind of hit those things as we're going through and see how they work.
Big yeah. facts.
So
big facts.
All right. Well, I think we have, I think we've talked enough for this first one. Anything else you want to say, Paige, Moses?
May the gospel be with you.
That's the name I wanted to call it, guys, but I was shut down.
So, all right, so stay tuned for the next podcast. We'll be talking about the gospel and
Netflix.
Netflix. All right, you guys have a great week.
Bye.
See you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Coffee on Campus. Feel free to share with anyone you think would be encouraged, challenged, or impacted by the conversation. If you would like to talk about this or other topics, reach out on one of our social media platforms or by emailing us at winthropbcm@gmail.com.